Have you ever wondered what life is like for a phone sex operator? Well, you've come to the right place for something a little sexy. I'm your host, Celine Starr, and this is Whimsical Sexperts. Hi there, this is Celine, and welcome to Whimsical Sexperts. I just wanted to share an idea for smaller episodes called Sex Bites. Now, just to let you know what these episodes might look like, they may be little short bursts and anecdotes of experiences that I've had over the time that I've taken phone sex calls and been a phone sex operator. Now, just a heads up, none of these are going to dox anybody. So as a PSO, I believe in privacy. I think privacy is really, really important. So never on my show will you hear me dox anybody, bring anybody to the public that isn't with me and that I don't have permission talking about their particular story. So just to make sure that you're very well aware, I am very ethical in that practice. I believe that privacy is a big deal these days. We're all entitled to it. So the stories that you hear are very generalized. A lot of them, I have had more than one caller that has called me with these particular fantasies or particular experiences. And unless I get permission from a particular client, I won't be sharing their story. So definitely something to give you a heads up about. I want you to feel comfortable listening to things that may not be so comfortable. So another thing about my podcast, definitely going to take a journey into things that may not be within your comfort zone, but stick around, just keep listening. It gets better. Or, you know, I'll let you know if it's probably something a little taboo that you may not want to listen to. However, a good rule of thumb with sex bites is they are always going to be a little bit more salacious than my long podcast episodes that are just me solo. So, you know, if that's not for you, you might skip over this and click on my next episode because it should be coming out soon. Wink, wink. But definitely stick with me and we'll get you a really fun little anecdote to talk about. So I plan on talking to you for probably 10 minutes or less. If I go a little over that, I'm sorry, but you know, we'll work on it. So I started taking phone sex calls quite a few months ago. So back in around October of 2020. And my first night was really kind of a whirlwind, and it really was exciting to me. Some of the first callers I had, they were really generous and really sweet. And I kind of wanted to start this off, since I had to give you all of that information to start with something really simple and like to tell you about my first call. So I was definitely nervous and I was super worried about, you know, what I was going to say, how I was going to get there, what was my call flow going to be like. Oh my goodness, I had so much anxiety about just turning on my line to take that call. To my utter surprise, my phone rang, and of course I shakily picked this phone up, like my hands shaking, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to tell this person on the other line? And so I answer the phone and I'm like, hey, this is Celine. I have the nicest gentleman on the other line who definitely is older and seasoned, and he was so sweet to me. He asked me, you know, about what brought me to taking calls. He's like, yeah, are you new? I just said, yes, of course, you know, I'm new. In fact, you're my very first call. And guys, he was so flattered. He was just head over heels, the sweetest guy, and so he is seasoned pro, and I can really tell, and he leads me through, you know, just some really gentle questions about what I like and what my sexuality was like, and, you know, and I let him know that I have two partners, which you're going to hear this a lot in these sex bites, is that I have two partners. They all want to hear about it. Of course they do. That's something unusual, right? Most people only sleep with one person if they're fortunate. But anyway, this guy was super nice And he was just the greatest launching in to doing this all the time. So I felt really privileged to be there and to take his call because it was what I wanted to be doing, you know. And just later through this call, and I know this isn't as sexy or salacious as I promised, it's going to get there. Believe me, I have so many things to tell you. But this very first call was special because it really set the tone for what I do and like what I like to do and the types of things that I like to offer. And it was one of those initial shaping moments that we all have whenever we start a job. And that was so cool to me, as I was able to just get a short, small jump in there and a really sweet conversation. And yeah, we did end up talking about my tits. And yeah, he did ask me, you know, when I had my first orgasm, and he asked me to tell him about it. And of course I told that story, because that's one of my favorite stories to tell. But definitely one of the better experiences of my day, and one of the most memorable because it was my first. So there you have it. It wasn't super special, but it was a short little intro to a little bit more of what you're going to hear. Most of my other stories are not as sweet. After we got totally informatively introduced to each other, we definitely had a little bit of fun. And some people, it is just that easy for them to find that thing that arouses them and makes them really, they're so horny, and they want to tell you that over the phone, and then they want to come to climax for you or with you. Or that was actually one of the few times that I've taken a call where somebody's actually interested in talking about me as far as what I should do to myself. And you know, you have all these misconceptions about phone sex, but so often it is not what you would normally think it is. I'm going to wrap this one up and look out for the next one. Hopefully I'll release them at least weekly, if not bi-weekly. I'll try to give you a few bites here and there, so that way you can save them for those moments when you just need a little bit of a pick-me-up and maybe you just want to hear my voice. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks again for listening in. To get regular updates, exclusive content, and to engage with me directly, you can find me on Twitter at sexandwhimsy. That's the at symbol, and then capital S-E-X, capital A-N-D, capital W-H-I-M-S-Y. Share this with all your deviant friends and divergent people, as each episode is completely free and easy to find on any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you find yourself wanting more, come join me every Sunday for a new episode. Let me know if you've listened by tapping in on Twitter, or come visit me on whimsicalsexperts.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a sexy, salacious day.